This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's acquittal at his second impeachment trial may not be the final word on whether he is to blame for the deadly Capitol riot on January 6th. More from AP Watt correspondent Ben Thomas.
After voting not guilty Saturday night, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told the Senate,
"Didn't get away with anything yet,"
suggesting Trump could face legal consequences for inciting last month's insurrection at the Capitol. Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells ABC's This Week,
"I think there's grounds for further proceedings, both civil and criminal."
Trump is now a private citizen stripped of the protection from legal liability that the presidency gave him, and the insurrection is just one of the legal cases shadowing him. Trump also faces legal exposure in Georgia over an alleged pressure campaign on state election officials, and in Manhattan over hush money payments and business deals. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Myanmar's military leaders have extended their detention of deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi, whose remand was set to expire Monday and whose freedom is a key demand of the crowds of people continuing to protest this month's military coup. A lawyer for Suu Kyi said that she will now be remanded until February 17th. Suu Kyi's extended detention is likely to further inflame tensions between the military, which seized power on February 1st coup, and the protesters who have taken to the streets of cities across the Southeast Asian nation, seeking to the return of government they elected. Protesters continued to gather across Myanmar Monday, following a night in which authorities cut the access and increased the security presence in major cities. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Average daily new coronavirus cases in the United States have dipped below 100,000 in recent days for the first time in months. But experts cautioned Sunday that infections remain high and precautions to slow the spread must remain in place. In an interview with ABC's This Week, President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says schools can be opened if CDC guidelines are followed.
I think it can be done. I mean, obviously, it's not a perfect situation, but it's really important to get the children back to school in as safe as way as possible. Safe for the children, but also safe for the teachers and the other educators.
The 7-day rolling average of new infections was roughly 250,000 in January, according to data kept by Johns Hopkins University. The average dropped below 100,000 Friday for the first time since November 4th, and it stayed below 100,000 on Saturday. New measures to curb the spread of coronavirus in Britain came into effect from Monday, missing compulsory hotel quarantine for passengers from high-risk areas. Passengers arriving home from countries where coronavirus variants are spreading will have to pay for 10 days quarantine in designated hotels, while rule breakers will face heavy fines or jail terms. The new travel rules add to restrictions that already ban Britons from traveling abroad for holidays. The government said the stronger measures were needed to prevent new variants of the virus from thwarting Britain's rapid vaccination program. Quarantines in hotels have been used by Australia and New Zealand as a mostly successful strategy to limit the spread of the coronavirus. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to speak at a virtual meeting of the world's major economies on Friday to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and global vaccination distribution, according to the White House. Biden is expected to talk about the need for a global response to the pandemic and to recommit the U.S. to multilateral engagement, a stark contrast from former U.S. President Donald Trump, who developed an isolationist foreign policy that saw the U.S. withdraw from major global agreements and alliances. Since entering office, Biden has reversed many of Trump's policies, including by joining and rejoining the World Health Organization. And according to a spokesperson, Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, are expecting their second child. 36-year-old Harry and 39-year-old Meghan stepped back from royal duties in January of last year and moved with their first son, Archie, to Southern California to live a more independent life and escape the British media. Archie was born in May of 2019. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.